Okay, Casey, let's get to you, and we might get interrupted by the top of the hour break, but go for it with your question, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. My wife came down with a Mercer on her leg, and it turned out to be pretty well taken care of and everything, but around the same time she went in for a mammogram, and after the mammogram she had some really bad bruising on her ribs. And
that's
then
different.
She was also diagnosed with invasive lobular carcinoma.
Ow.
Yeah. And now I'm trying to find out what that natural GBC eggplant or something that you mentioned on the Truth About Cancer series.
Yes, sir. And I can get to that after the top of the hour. I'm being advised that... Well, you know, radio, you have to break at the top of the hour. So
yes, sir.
We have to be doing that real soon. And there it comes. So if you just hang in there, sir, we'll get back to you after the top of the hour and the inevitable commercial, but we will get back to you first.
Thank you so much.
Sure. So, Casey, you still with us, sir?
Yes, sir.
Casey's got to say that I'm not the clinic expert about cancer. That would be Dr. John Sherman or Dr. Davis Lampson. And... Dr. Lampson was actually professor of oncology at Bastyr University, the naturopathic medical school, for years, and that's professor of cancer stuff. And Dr. Sherman was head of their clinics for a number of years, and they have much more experience with the cancer. Why? Well, because if I start treating people for the stuff for cancer with the stuff I'm just about to tell you about, sir, state medical board would come after me and tell me that's quacky medicine and try to take away my license, and that's the sort of thing they do. Even if it's in the research papers, and that's what I'm going to tell you about next, is the research papers. Okay, here we go. I'm not saying this is the only thing you should do, but if it were me, I'd add it to anything else I'm doing. Or for my wife, I'd add it to anything else she's doing. Okay, one of the things that's very firmly in research papers is that iodine, and this is not iodide, this is iodine, which just means two iodine molecules stuck together like two oxygens, whereas iodide is a sodium or a potassium stuck to an iodine molecule. So you got to be careful you're getting the iodine. The usual one people get is called Lugol's iodine, L-U-G-O-L apostrophe S. And to get a full strength one, one needs a prescription for that, even though you can get the weak strength ones online. Okay, what researchers have found is that breast cancer cells take up iodine and drop dead. I am not kidding. That's in the research. Why aren't we told? You can't patent it. Make megabucks. That's why. Breast cancer cells take up iodine and drop dead, and normal cells that do not have cancer in the breast, they can't take up iodine. They just can't. But the breast cancer cells yum it up, and they drop dead. So that's one thing, and one thing the person can do is get some Lugol's iodine and take a couple of drops, because if we take more than two drops a day, there's a very small chance we might suppress our thyroids. Does that make a difference if we're going to have cancer? Well, that's a maybe, maybe not you need to talk with your doctor about, but two drops is quite safe, and just rub it into that breast, and as soon as it gets into the breast, and the breast cancer cells are going to take it up, and what do you know, they're going to drop dead. So that's one thing. And funny thing, sir, I'm just writing an article about this for the next Green Medicine newsletter, which is why I'm really up and current on this. So here comes the next one. The stuff that they sell in pot stores called CBD, which doesn't get anybody high ever, it's CBD, that CBD kills cancer cells, sir. CBD kills cancer cells, and there's a lot of research on that one and how it works and so forth. And why? Nobody is telling us that we can walk over to the pot store and get something that kills cancers. And this one doesn't only go after breast cancer cells, sir, but the researchers tell us it goes after a variety of cancer cells. And if you look online, CBD for cancer, you'll be able to read about how it works, too. No kidding. But you see, I'm sorry, you can't patent CBD. You can't make mega, 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 mega bucks on it. So we're not going to hear about it. But there it is. And our bodies are accustomed to having this in our systems. How do we know? Because other researchers found that in our bodies is something called the endocannabinoid system. I am not kidding, sir. Our bodies are accustomed to handling CBD. We've just been kept from getting it because of the law for all these years, and very fortunately it's in the pot stores. It's called CBD. Okay, the third thing that's in this article I'm writing about is comes from a Professor Stanley Jacob down at the University of Oregon. He wrote a book called The MSM Miracle. You can look this one up. It's Stanley Jacob, MSM Miracle. Now, what researchers found is this stuff called MSM, that's all capital letters, it stands for methyl sulfonyl methane. Actually, I am not kidding at all, I promise, it transforms a breast cancer cell back into a normal cell. Did he say transforms a breast cancer cell back into a normal cell? That's exactly what the researchers printed right in their article, sir. And if you happen to read Green Medicine Newsletter and you're a research scientist and you haven't heard about this one, I always put the footnotes in so you can go look this up online at the National Library of Medicine and read it yourself. So if my wife had breast cancer, one of the things I'd be telling her is, dear, I want you to take a whole bunch of MSM and CBD because they are very, very safe. And then the iodine, we have to limit it to 2 drops unless we want to suppress your thyroid gland. But I'm not the expert on cancer. I just read a lot of research, sir. The experts at Tahoma Clinic are Dr. Lampson and Dr. Sherman. Your turn.
I sure appreciate that info, man. I'm so grateful for that. Hey, that would hormone imbalance have anything to do with it?
Yes, sir, because if we have more of the procarcinogenic estrogens than the anticarcinogenic estrogen, which is called estriol, among the 3 major estrogens, that is, it's called estriol, then that definitely can have something to do with it. And that's why you might be wanting Dr. Sherman to talk to Dr. Lampson about not only estriol, which is strictly anticarcinogenic estrogen. Oh, guess what, sir? What a non-coincidence that nature gives us. Iodine increases the amount of estriol that a woman's ovaries put out. No kidding. It not only helps kill breast cancer cells, it increases her anticarcinogenic estrogen. The other thing is that there's this moderately pricey, I'm sorry about this, it's not because of patent, it's because of restrictions by a certain group of public servants back in Washington, D.C. Restrictions by them. There's this other estrogen called 2-methoxyestradiol. I didn't make it up. It's in the scientific literature. It's called 2-methoxyestradiol that kills cancers of all sorts, not just breast cancer. It kills a whole variety of cancers. I'm not going to shut up until I tell you about this gentleman who came over here from Germany. He had osteosarcoma in his hip. That's just a very bad form of cancer. He had a surgery. It came back. He had a second surgery. It came back. He read one of my articles that had been translated into German about 2-methoxyestradiol. Since where he is from, which is Austria, they speak German there, is a medically more free country. Yes, it is. There's many medically more free countries than ours. He was able to go to university and have a professor there make him a whole batch of 2-methoxyestradiol. And then, believe it or not, sir, the research literature tells us that 2-methoxyestradiol is not gender specific. It works for men and women. Reasons for that we'll go into some other time.
And that was in your newsletter, wasn't it, sir?
And he took a whole bunch of it and he cured his own cancer with 2-methoxyestradiol. That's where I'm going, sir. Now, you can get on prescription 2-methoxyestradiol. It's a rub-in sort of a thing application. And here's the problem. It's a little more pricey because of all the restrictions our public servants have put on the compounding pharmacies. But that's yet another thing you could bring into the picture if you felt like it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I really, really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for calling, sir. And you and I, we just got that word out to a whole bunch of people listening. Thank you so much.